Today we're turning a plain amen variation into something that feels like a real jungle and old-school DNB phrase, not just a loop sitting on top of a bassline. The goal here is subweight. That means the low end of the break and the bass note underneath it are working together, so the groove feels heavier, more intentional, and more alive in the arrangement. In Ableton Live 12, this lives in the spot where sound design meets automation and phrasing. That's where a break stops sounding like here's the loop and starts sounding like here's the idea. This is especially useful for jungle-adjacent intros, drop turnarounds, second drop variations, and dark rollers, where the bass has to breathe around the drums. If the subweight is right, the break feels huge without getting muddy. If it's wrong, everything feels flimsy, no matter how good the break is. So first, load your amen variation onto an audio track and trim it into a clean 2, 4, or 8-bar phrase. If it's already chopped, even better. Now listen to what it's actually doing. Don't think about fancy processing yet. Just decide whether this is a break-first groove or a bass-first groove. For this lesson, the sweet spot is usually a break-first groove with bass-first emphasis in the low end. That means the break keeps its identity, but the bottom of the phrase gets reshaped so it feels bigger and more controlled. The snare still needs to speak clearly. The kick and low hits need to feel like they have a destination. That's the sentence you're building. Why this works in DNB is simple. Old-school and jungle-flavored drums live and die on phrasing. The groove is not just about what hits, it's about how the low end answers those hits. If you don't identify that rhythm first, any stretching or automation just smears the whole thing. Now let's stretch the phrase slightly. Not enough to turn it soft, just enough to give it more room to breathe. In Ableton, use the warp mode that preserves the character of the source. Beats is usually the safest starting point if you want to keep transient snap. If the break has a smoother low-end section you want to lean into, you can experiment elsewhere, but don't sacrifice punch. A tiny stretch can go a long way. We're often talking about 1-3% longer if you just want a bigger feel, or maybe 3-6% if you want it to feel more dragged and rude. But keep checking the snare. If the transient edges start sounding papery, you've gone too far. What to listen for here is really important. Does the break still punch on the snare? Does the low-end tail feel thicker or just smeared? If the answer is smeared, back it off. A lot of advanced DNB work is just learning how little you actually need. Next, build the subweight underneath it. The clean stock workflow is a MIDI track with operator or drift, doing a simple low layer that follows the anchor points of the break. Keep it sparse. You are not trying to add a second bass line. You are giving the break a floor. Stay mostly in the fundamental range, often somewhere around 45 to 70 Hz depending on key and tuning. Use sine or a very clean waveform. Keep the envelope short enough that the notes don't blur together, but long enough that they feel heavy. One of the biggest mistakes is overplaying the sub. If every hit gets reinforced, the low end turns into one-note soup and the kick loses its own identity. Keep the sub mono. That's not optional. If you need width, create it above the sub region, not inside it. Now shape the bass so it answers the break. This is where the phrase starts to feel musical. Don't just place notes under the drums. Let the notes react to the accents. Under a busy ghost note bar, thin it out. Under a sparse bar, give it a little more sustain. Before a fill, cut the bass early so the drum to tail pops. What to listen for now is whether the bass actually feels like it's responding to the drums. Do the snare ghosts feel more dangerous when the sub drops away briefly? Does the groove get more tense when the bass note lengths change? That call and response feeling is a huge part of the jungle and old school vibe. Now we move into automation, and this is where the phrase becomes an arrangement, not just a loop. Use stock tools like auto filter, utility, and saturator to make the energy evolve over the 4 or 8 bars. Start with the filter a little darker, then open it gradually. You might move from a lower cutoff into a more open, exposed break sound over the phrase. Add a little resonance if you want a touch of vowel-like tension, but keep it restrained. Then use utility for small gain moves, maybe a subtle lift into the turnaround or a controlled dip to create space before the next section. Saturator can add a little edge later in the phrase, but keep it modest. You want character, not a brittle top end. A good way to think about it is this. Bar 1 is tighter and darker, bar 2 opens a little, bar 3 brings the subweight back with more confidence, and bar 4 becomes your transition or fill. That little pressure curve is what makes the phrase feel alive. What to listen for here is whether the energy is actually moving, or just getting louder. If the filter opens but the phrase gets smaller and harsher, you've gone too far. Pair brightness with a tiny level correction or reduce saturation a touch. In DNB, movement should feel like expansion, not strain. Once it's working, consider resampling or printing the processed break to audio. This is a very useful advanced move in Live. It lets you edit the phrase like a performance instead of a live experiment. You can cut micro slices, reverse tails, duplicate hits, or tighten awkward overlaps with much more control. A strong workflow habit is to keep two versions from the start, a clean control version and a committed version with the full stretch and automation character. That gives you a fast reality check. If the committed version only sounds better in solo, it's probably too exaggerated. If it still hits in context, keep it and move on. Process the sub separately so it stays authoritative. A simple chain-like operator or drift into a Q8 and utility is often enough. If you want a bit more audibility on smaller systems, add a very restrained saturator before the cleanup EQ. The key is control. Roll off anything unnecessary, keep it centered, and avoid letting the fundamental get fuzzy. And always check it in context. A sub that sounds huge alone can disappear the moment the kick and snare enter if it's too pure or too loud. The job of the sub weight is to feel like weight, not like a separate bass line fighting for attention. Now arrange the phrase with a clear arc. A classic move is 4 bars of tension followed by 4 bars of payoff. The first part can be more restrained, darker, and more controlled. Then open it up, bring the sub back harder, maybe cut one kick group or thin the bass for a moment, and let the final bars hit with more authority. This is where the section starts to feel DJ-friendly too. Leave a clean transition point, a bar where the sub drops out, a snare lead the DJ can read, a small fill with some air in it. That gives the phrase a real mix point instead of just a wall of energy. If the tune is darker or more old school, one of the strongest tricks is controlled under deletion. Pull the sub out for one hit before the fill, then slam it back in. That tiny absence makes the return feel massive. Weight is often about contrast, not density. At this stage, check the phrase against the full drum and bass context, not in isolation. Ask yourself, is the amen's low end masking the kick? Is the sub weight making the snare smaller? Does the groove still lean forward when everything is playing together? If the kick loses definition, reduce the sub a little, shorten the bass release, or carve a small space in the break. If the snare feels hollow, the issue may be timing, not eq. Tighten the main snare anchor and let the ghost notes carry the looseness. This is the point where you stop treating it like a loop and start treating it like a section of a real track. If it works here, it works. A really useful advanced habit is to shape the emotional role of the break before you decide how much processing it needs. Ask, is this break the lead character, or is it a transition tool? If it's the lead, the sub weight should support phrasing and drama. If it's a connective section, the sub can be more functional and less musical. That decision affects note length, automation depth, how dirty you print it, and how stable or unstable the section should feel. Also, don't overwork a good amen varination. At advanced level, more tweaking often makes it smaller. If the sub and kick are no longer changing the groove, only the level, you're probably done. Commit the version, label it clearly, and move on. So here's the recap. Stretch the amen slightly to create weight, not mush. Build a sparse mono sub layer that answers the break instead of sitting mechanically under it. Use automation on filter, gain, and saturation to create a phrase that grows and then releases. Check it in the full mix context and arrange it for tension, payoff, and DJ usability, not just loop consistency. If you want to really lock this in, do the practice move. Build a 4-bar amen variation with one sub weight arc, one transition into bar 4, and no more than 3 automation lanes. Keep it simple. Make bar 3 and bar 4 feel more dangerous than bar 1. Then check it in mono and ask yourself if the snare still leads and the sub still has a center. If you can make that work, you're not just making a loop anymore. You're building a proper jungle phrase with history, pressure, and motion. That's the sound. Try it, print it, and trust the version that hits hardest in context.